This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pro-government forces in Libya say they have taken control of the Islamic State's headquarters in the city of Sirte. The statement was issued by forces loyal to Libya's government of national accord. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes aimed at pushing IS out of
Sirte.
Russia's defense ministry says it will stop firing around the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours each day so humanitarian aid can be delivered to the city. Russia made the announcement Wednesday, saying the humanitarian windows would run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. local time, starting the following day. The ceasefire is to include aviation and artillery strikes. Russian President Vladimir Putin accuses Ukraine of choosing terrorism over peace. Those comments came Wednesday following reports of foiled attacks in Crimea that Mr. Putin says were orchestrated by Ukrainian military and intelligence forces. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko rejected Putin's claims, calling them equally cynical and insane. Wednesday marks the fifth day of the 2016 Rio Olympics. With medal rounds in several high-profile sports, it could prove to be an eventful one. Team USA is poised to lead in swimming events Wednesday, with at least six athletes competing in medal rounds. Brazil needs to win or face elimination when its men's football team takes on Denmark Wednesday night. Both men and women compete in road cycling events Wednesday. Team USA squares off against Australia in basketball. This is VOA News. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned Wednesday in Iowa, where she stressed her commitment to helping small businesses. Her Republican opponent, Donald Trump, spoke to coal industry officials and other business leaders in Virginia. Trump's recent controversial remarks continue to trouble Republican voters. A new Ipsos Reuters public opinion poll indicates as many as one-fifth of Republican voters want Trump to drop out of the race. Meanwhile, the Clinton campaign is launching a new effort called Together for America to try to get Republicans to cross party lines and vote for the Democratic candidate. The United States is painting a bleak portrait of religious freedom around the world, particularly condemning some Islamic societies that have adopted laws that harshly penalize blasphemy and apostasy. Here is the State Department's Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, David Saperstein.
The very nature of all these laws punishes people for expressing their core beliefs when those core beliefs turn out to be offensive to whomever has political power in the country.
The report singled out numerous countries, alleging that governments targeted people for a variety of offenses, including online articles or public statements that allegedly defame the Islamic founder Muhammad or desecrate his book, the Quran, in some way. The U.S. Department of Justice says the police department in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, violated the Constitution and federal anti-discrimination laws by systematically engaging in what it called a pattern of illegal stops, searches, arrests, and use of excessive force against blacks. The report says the Baltimore Police Department's practices perpetuate many issues rooted in poverty and race, focusing law enforcement actions on low-income minority communities in ways it says are often unnecessary and unproductive. Baltimore Police Department Commissioner Kevin Davis said the report is not an indictment of all Baltimore police officers.
There are officers right now that are just as offended as we are to see the details that are laid out in this report. Why? Because they wear this uniform proudly and they serve the citizens of Baltimore honorably each and every day.
Kevin Davis. Leaked reports published Wednesday are detailing more than 2,000 allegations of sexual assault, child abuse, and attempted self-harm at Australian detention centers on the island of Nauru. More than half of the incident reports published by the Guardian Australia newspaper involve assaults against children, who make up about 18% of detainees on Nauru. According to the newspaper, the reports cover a period between mid-2013 and October 2015. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.